Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. V'elu im alu lo yardu. The following, if they went up on the Mizbeach, do not need to be taken down. Halon. If the animal was left overnight, not on the Mizbeach, v'hatamei, or if it became tamei, v'hayotzei, or if it was taken out of the azara, v'hanishchat chutz hazman, if it was shechted at the wrong time, v'chutzim kaimayor, in the wrong place, v'shekiblo psulem, v'zarku esdamei, or if a pusel was mekabel the dam, and also performed Zurikas Hadam, either or. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Shenishchata balayla, if it was shechted at night, shenishbachas dama, or if the blood was spilled, v'sheyotza dama chutzaklayim, or if the blood was taken outside, and also teirid, in those cases, if it goes on the mizbeach, it should be taken off, because we will not apply the principle of the mizbeach mekadesh es haro'iloi to these three psulim. And the Bartinur explains, because we have three mi'utim. One mi'ut says that the mizbeach is only mekadesh, is not mekadesh nishchata balayla. One is saying it's not mekadesh nishbach dama, and one is saying that it's not mekadesh if it was yotza dama chutz leklaim, and therefore we say im also teirid. Reb Shimon says loy teirid. Reb Shimon disagrees, and he says it doesn't go down, because he learns the pasuk zayis teira sa'ayla, that is teira achas l'chol ha'aylam. There's one halacha that applies to everything that goes on the mizbeach, and the rule is im alu lo yerdu, that if they went up in the mezbeach is mekadesh it and it does not come down. The Mishnah continues, Shahaya Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon used to say, Kol she psulei b'kodesh, if the psul in this carbon was something related to the kodesh, ha-kodesh mekabli, then the kodesh can receive it and will be mekadesh it. But if the psul was not related to the kedusha, then ein ha-kodesh mekabli. The kodesh is not going to be receiving of it on the Mizbeach. Now, what is an example of not Psulei B'Kodesh? Mishnah Gimel explains. Eilu loy haya Psulei B'Kodesh, the following did not have a Psul B'Kodesh. Hareveya v'hanirva, an animal that was involved in the commitment of bestiality. V'hamukta, or an animal that was designated to be used for Avodah Zarah. V'hanevad, or if an animal that was actually served as a Avodah Zarah. V'ha'esnan, or an animal that was given to a promiscuous woman in exchange for her services, v'hamechir, or an animal that was exchanged with a dog, v'haklaim, or a crossbred animal, v'hatrefa, or an animal which has the blemishes which give it the category of a trefa because we expect it to die, v'hayotzei dofen, or if it was born due to a C-section, ubali mumin, or if it was a balmum. All of these are not psulan v'kodesh, and therefore, according to Rab Shimon, the halacha will be im alu yerdu. Rabbi Akiva machshir b'bali mumin. Rabbi Akiva disagrees regarding bali mumin, and he holds im alu loy yerdu. The Batanura explains that we're only talking about dukin shebe'ayin. Some translate that to mean a cataract, but it's a minor blemish that's in the eye. That, he says, im alu loy yerdu. But let's say the mum was mechusar aver, that it was missing a limb, he would agree that im alu yerdu. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim says, doiche haya abba es bali mumin meyal gabe hamizbeach. My father would discreetly remove bali mumin from on top of the mizbeach. The term doche is he would push it. The Mavarshim explained, he would be doche it kela achar yad. Like he would be involved in something else, and then once he was involved in that avodah, he would slowly, discreetly push the balmum off of the maracha, off of the fire, and ultimately remove it from the mizbeach. And the point is that he didn't want to show disrespect to it, since it does have a status of kedusha, and therefore he did it in that discreet way.